And now, an Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Okay, trailmen, this is a more advanced ski run. Now, any of you who don't feel up to the challenge should wait here at the bottom. Jay, there's nothing wrong with respecting your limits. I'd like you all to earn your skiing trail badge, but more than anything, I want you to be safe.
Oh, let's go already, Mr. Whitaker. I'm freezing my face off, and such striking good looks should never be impinged.
Maybe we should start with an easier run.
What's the matter, buddy? Afraid?
No. I'm,
Revengers, fall in!
Laser Woman, focusing in!
Green Smasher, smash, smash!
Acerbic Billionaire, I play by my own rules.
And me, Buddy, I have pretty good grades.
Keep your eyes peeled, Revengers. Evil Opticus is out here somewhere. If he gets away with that MacGuffin, we might have to fight him for 3 more movies!
Revengers! You'll never catch me!
Evil Opticus!
You can't escape, Evil Opticus! We have you cornered against a very advanced ski run!
Oh, Captain Columbia, did you forget my origin story? I used to be a gold medal skier before I fell into that vat of radioactive skis and became Evil Opticus!
Evil Opticus is skiing away!
He's so fast!
Revengers, ski after him!
Smash!
Buddy, are you coming?
That's a pretty steep slope.
Almost straight down the mountain. Lots of rocks, cliffs, and if I'm not mistaken, there's a sweet half-pipe down there. Now let's go!
Maybe I could follow in the hover jet?
It's conveniently out of fuel. Are you coming, buddy? Buddy?
Buddy.
Huh?
It's our turn to get on the lift. Up, up!
Oh, right. It's just, you know what? I forgot to get my skis waxed. You go on without me, I'll run back to the lodge and get that taken care of. Bye!
And you never left the ski lodge?
I hid in the bathroom until the rest of the troop was done skiing.
I used to be scared to go down that run, too.
Really? When did you get over it?
When I was 5.
I've been trying to conquer my fears, but it feels like a game of whack-a-mole. I face one fear, and another pops up somewhere else. I think I'm actually afraid of more things than ever. I'm even afraid that I'm going to be afraid.
Hey, that's the attitude of a quitter. As my hero, skateboarding legend Tony Falcon says on the poster in my room, the only thing that you should quit is that negative attitude. Or just look at what I painted on the bottom of my skateboard deck.
Philippians 4:13?
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I put that on my skateboard to remind me that God will always help me, no matter what. Could be the most daring stunt of all time. Or a geography test. And God will help.
He will?
Yeah. The Bible's full of encouraging verses like that. You just gotta find the ones you like to keep you going.
And that makes you sure you can do all those extreme stunts you do?
It gives me confidence, knowing God has my back. And I'm really needing confidence right now because Horace has me pulled into another science project.
What's he doing this time?
Not sure. He said to meet him here in McAllister Park and that it had something to do with skateboarding.
Beezy! Buddy! Over here!
What's all this?
You are observing science in action.
What are you building?
A real-world application of an advanced physics equation.
What?
A skateboard ramp?
Correct. It's my project for Professor Meltzner's physics class.
It's the biggest and strangest skateboard ramp I've ever seen.
You got a quarter pipe leading to a wave ramp, then a wall ride, then over a volcano, into a vertical loop, and is that a sticky G vortex?
Ah, you know your ramps. I was deep in the library archives when I came across this. Tony Falcon's DIY Guide to Awesome Skateboard Stunts.
The world's most extreme skateboarder wrote a book about his skateboard stunts? How have I not heard of this?
It's a rare book, only published for academic research. First, I was confused why it was in the physics section. But turns out Tony Falcon has a PhD in physics, which of course helps him come up with more extreme skateboard stunts. The material he covers is quite impressive. Of course, I don't know how to skateboard. That's where you come in, BZ.
What do I do?
I have a few minor adjustments to make.
Like making sure it doesn't fall apart.
Exactly. And then I'll need an expert skateboarder, like yourself, to try out individual parts of the ramp. I'll measure your times and speeds. Finally, if you're up for it, you'll ride the entire ramp, which, according to Tony Falcon's calculations, should enable you to pull off this stunt.
Tony Falcon's legendary 720 flip spin? Are you kidding me? No one but Tony Falcon has ever come close to pulling that off.
So, you're interested?
Yes.
Thank you. I can't wait to turn this project in and hear Professor Meltzner say those magic words. Horace, you didn't set anything on fire this time. Oh, and this baby here is my ticket. Oops. I better get more bolts. And meet me here tomorrow after school, and we'll begin running some preliminary tests.
Okay, see ya.
This looks scary, BZ, even for you.
Buddy, you can totally trust Tony Falcon when it comes to skateboarding. And remember what it says on my skateboard?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I need to align my trucks for tomorrow.
Align my trucks? First is about encouragement. Encouragement. Here. Isaiah 40:31. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, that's encouraging.
Evil Opticus is just too fast!
We can't let him get away!
Then ski faster!
You'll never catch me!
Whoa! Who is that with the enormous eagle wings?
It's Buddy!
Stop right there, Evil Opticus!
Ah, you might have wings, Buddy, but I can still get away! Turbo ski!
He is getting away!
Oh, no, he's not!
What? How can you be running after me and not grow weary?
I guess you've never heard of Isaiah 40:31.
I have not. Oh, I'm suddenly feeling weak. I think I'm going to faint.
I won't.
Buddy, you caught Evil Opticus.
You are so bold.
Smash.
Please, please. I can do all things through him that strengthens me.
Hooray for Buddy!
Buddy? Buddy?
Huh? Oh. Hi, Dad.
I hate to interrupt your Bible reading, but it's bedtime, kiddo.
Okay.
All ready for school tomorrow?
Yes. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Test 6-26, quarter pipe to wave ramp to wall ride. Test subject BZ, riding your customized magnesium...
Are you gonna say all that before every run?
Yes. Okay, I'll record the run. Ready? Go! Test subject BZ gains the appropriate level of speed. She launches off the ramp, and... Whoa! She fails to navigate the landing. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let me just try it again.
Well, you've been trying all morning with limited, or actually with no success.
I can't get it, Horace. I feel it. I just need to go one more time.
I've been analyzing your trajectory, particularly on the sticky G vortex. I'm not sure the math can be right. From all the data I've collected and from simply watching you, I don't see how you can gain enough speed at the end to pull off the 720 flip spin.
I can do it. If anyone knows how to design a ramp, Tony Falcon does.
You've already scraped your elbow 4 times. We should stop before you get hurt worse. I have office hours with Professor Meltzer tomorrow. I'll ask him to check my math. Until then, let's hold off.
Fine.
Yo, Budinski.
Hi, Jim.
You seen Zoe around? I have a little something special for her.
A bucket of fried chicken?
A 12-piece bucket of extra crispy fried chicken. The most romantic kind of chicken. This doesn't woo her. Nothing will.
No. I haven't seen her.
Oh, well. It was getting cold anyway. So, you studied for the test?
Test? That's today? Oh, I got so caught up looking for Bible verses last night, I forgot. Oh, great. What am I gonna do?
Fail, probably. Drumstick?
All right, class, you have 30 minutes. Make them count. The results of this test will be a big part of your final grade.
It's in the bag, Mrs. Meltzner.
Jay, no eating in class. Buddy, are you all right?
Huh?
You look pale.
Must be these fluorescent lights washing out my robust color.
Okay, you'd better get started.
Right. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know any of these answers. Wait, what was Beezy's verse? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Okay, God, you said you'd strengthen me. I really need you to do all things right now.
For those of you staring bewilderingly at your test, you now have 29 minutes.
Evoloptikus has trapped us in his underwater lair.
And he set it to self-destruct in 1 minute.
I'm trying to stop the countdown sequence, but it's protected by the most complex code I've ever seen.
Smash!
That's a good idea, Green Smasher. But where would we find a copy of the Declaration of Independence and a cotton candy machine around here?
I can save us.
You can?
Step aside, Acerbic Billionaire. Computer, stop countdown.
In order to abort the self-destruct countdown, you must answer the security questions.
Bring him on.
What is the capital of Nevada?
Cincinnati.
How many branches compose the federal government?
16.
Which three founding fathers wrote the Federalist Papers?
George Washington, Vasco da Gama, and Leonardo da Vinci.
Self-destruct countdown canceled. You are so smart.
Nice.
Way to go, buddy.
You sure can do all things, can't you, buddy?
I'm glad I'm your buddy, buddy.
Smash, smash, buddy!
You're too kind.
Buddy, 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 buddy.
Buddy?
Huh?
Did you have a question about the test?
Oh, no, I finished. Here.
Huh, that was fast.
Yeah, the answers just came to me.
So, nip it in the buddy. How'd you do on the test?
I think I did really well.
What? You said you didn't study.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
What's that?
I was really nervous going in, but then I remembered that verse, and I guess God strengthened my mind because all the answers in that test just came to me.
You mean I wasted a full 5 minutes studying this morning when I could have asked God to just pop the answers into my head?
No, I mean, I was unsure about some of the questions, but I trusted God, and boom, it was like I just suddenly knew the answers.
Sounds like the same thing.
Well, God must have been helping me remember them from when I heard the material in class.
You listen in class?
Horace, there you are.
Sorry, Beezy. There was a small chemical fire in the lab today. Oh, but don't worry, I didn't start it. I just made it bigger. Oh, and I have good news. Professor Meltzner looked over my math.
And?
He said this stunt is impossible.
How is that good news?
Well, I got the math right.
But that would mean Tony Falcon got the math wrong. He can't be wrong.
I'm as disappointed as you are.
Look, I've been watching Tony Falcon do amazing stunts my entire life. If he says this ramp works in his book, I believe him.
I don't know why he said it would work in his book, but it's not safe to proceed with this ramp.
Oh, you just don't get it. Skateboarding's an art, not a science. I can't do this.
I can't proceed if it might hurt you. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but sometimes scientific progress goes kablooey, and you gotta pick yourself up, extinguish any fires you may have exacerbated, and try something else.
Oh.
Hey, we can still do something with skateboarding. I know of a special graphite compound we could try on the bearings of your wheels to see just how much we can reduce friction coefficient. I'll run and get it.
All right, Horace. You won't let me do a 720 flip spin off Tony Falcon's ramp? I'll do it on my own.
What were you doing in that bush?
Waiting for you to walk by. Explain yourself.
For walking by?
For that nonsense you told me about God giving you the strength to do all things.
What?
I tried to ask Zoe to a movie, Carnival of Chicken Carnage 4, The Beaconing, the most romantic movie of all time, but I couldn't do it. I chickened out of a chicken movie. I thought that verse said I could do all things.
Well, maybe there are a few things.
All things means all things. That's why it's called all things.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, just like when you took the test. I saw the results posted in the school hallway. You and I tied.
For first?
Yeah, the first to ever get zero. Actually, I think you scored in the negative since you didn't even spell your name right.
What? I don't understand.
You spelled it budgie.
No, I mean, I don't understand how I failed the test. I thought I could do all things.
You did do something.
Yeah, I failed.
Evil Opticus is stronger than ever!
I thought we defeated him already.
I used the time orb to travel back to before you stopped me, and now I know how to beat you!
That seems like a weak plot device.
The only weak thing is you, Revengers!
Buddy, it's all up to you. You can do all things, right?
Right. Evil Opticus, prepare to be...
Take that, buddy!
Ooh, now what do we do?
Smash! Buddy!
Buddy?
Huh? Oh, Mr. Whitaker.
What are you doing at the lodge?
I'm trying to get the snow out of my ears.
You've had a number of exciting wipeouts today.
I just need a minute, Mr. Whitaker.
Buddy, it's okay if you're not comfortable going down an advanced run. You can still get your skiing badge by demonstrating your knowledge on a slope at your level.
No, I want to. Mr. Whitaker, why would the Bible tell me I can do something and then it turns out I can't?
I'm not sure I understand. What?
I can't be brave enough to go down the advanced run. I can't pass a test. I'm nothing like an eagle.
Now, I'm sure I don't understand.
I want to stop being afraid. The Bible says I can do all things through him who strengthens me. But I'm afraid of a dumb ski slope. And now I can't even get my gloves on.
Oh, you mean because Philippians 4:13 says you can do all things, you think you should be able to ski an advance run?
It's a pretty clear verse.
Now, buddy, do you know Psalm 23?
The Lord is my shepherd?
Right. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, has the Lord literally made you lie down in a field of green grass?
Not that I remember.
Well, it's a pretty clear verse. Well, let's say you didn't do that. What does the verse still teach you?
I guess God's watching over me,
mm-hmm.
like a good shepherd. And he does what a good shepherd would do. Takes his sheep to the place they need to be.
Right. It's a poem David wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit. To understand its meaning, you first have to understand its context.
How does that help?
Well, you wouldn't use your helmet to keep your hands warm, would you? Or a ski boot to protect your head?
No.
Right. Well, helmets go on your head, gloves go on your hands. That's how they're meant to be used. Context helps us understand how Scripture is meant to be used. The Bible is made up of many books written by many different people over thousands of years. Some of the books are history, some are poetry, some are prophecy. Just like you wouldn't use a helmet to keep your hands warm or go skiing without all your equipment, biblical context means we won't use verses in the wrong way or ignore other parts of the Bible.
So, there's more context to Philippians 4:13 that I need to know?
Oh, I'd say so. Hey, tell you what. Why don't we finish your skiing badge requirements on a slope you're comfortable with, And when we get back to Wits End, I know just the Imagination Station adventure to give you more context.
Okay. I should have known there was more to that verse. I just felt frustrated because I was going backwards, acting afraid again. I thought I was past all that.
No, no, buddy. I've seen you grow a great deal since you moved to Odyssey.
It's all the ice cream.
Well, I mean spiritually. You think you're going backwards, but I think you're actually going deeper.
By being afraid again?
By asking yourself harder questions, wanting bigger answers.
Hmm.
Oh, now, how about you and I have a race down an easier slope?
That sounds fun. You're on.
This is it. Time to skateboard into history as the first kid to pull off Tony Falcon's 720 flip spin. Whoa. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to...
Weezy! What are you doing up there?
Oh, I'm gonna do the flip.
Come down from there. I told you it won't work.
It will. And you know who else thinks that? Tony Falcon.
No, he doesn't.
What are you talking about? He wrote a whole book on it.
My copy was missing pages. Lots of pages. But the college interlibrary loan was able to track down a complete copy. Look.
I'm happy for you. Now look out. I'm coming down.
Beezy, stop. There's more to the book than we knew.
I am doing the 720 flip spin, Horace. So you'd better move.
I'm not moving. You're coming down that ramp. You're going to have to hit smack into me.
Horace.
I'm sorry I misled you. I put you in a dangerous situation because I didn't read Tony's whole book. But now I have. If you trust Tony Falcon, then come down and read what else he wrote.
You promise you're not trying to trick me?
No trick. I'm trying to help you.
Fine.
And this page I was missing came right before the plans for the ramp.
Caution. These skateboard ramps are only for exploring theoretical physics equations and should not, under any circumstances, be attempted in real life. Wow.
Tony Falcon's math wasn't wrong if you're talking about theoretical physics, but he never meant for a real person to actually build and try to ride this ramp.
I was sure I'd be able to do a 720 flip spin, just like Tony.
He does write about the spin later in the book, but in addition to the real-world physics involved, he talks about the years of practice and dedication it took him to perfect it. You're right. It is more of an art than a science.
Hooray for me.
Hey, with your talent and hard work, you'll get there one day.
Easy. Perfect.
You are way too cheery for me right now. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Peasy. Buddy was telling me on the drive back that you two have been talking about Philippians 4:13.
Yeah. Did it help you ski the advanced slopes, Buddy?
No.
Hmm. Well, it didn't help me much either.
Actually, the problem is that we didn't know the context.
What context? You mean that all things doesn't include skateboard tricks?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you decide for yourself? Buddy was about to go on an Imagination Station adventure about the Apostle Paul's life at the time he wrote Philippians. Well, you'll get a better understanding on that verse after you see the context.
Sounds great.
Can I come too? I've never been in the Imagination Station.
Of course, Horace.
Excuse me, I'm with the Odyssey Fire Department. Did that skateboard ramp in the park belong to anyone here?
Yes, that's mine.
I should have figured that. I'm afraid it caught on fire.
Why does this always happen to me?
On the bright side, we were able to extinguish it in half the time as your last fire.
Lamentations 5:2 tells us our inheritance has been turned over to aliens.
Wait, what? What? Wait a minute. Does it really say that?
Yes, it does, Chris.
But what does that mean? And what does it have to do with our adventure?
To understand that verse, you'll have to read it in context.
Oh, I get it. It's another example of the confusion that can happen when we separate a Bible verse from the passages around it. Okay, you got me. That's a good one. It's also a great reminder to make sure we're putting our trust in God's word as he intended it, not just picking out verses that could send a different message all by themselves.
Well put. Anything else?
Well, just that Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. Lifted Out of Context was written by Sam Sixeri and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Whit Hertford, Stuart Allen, Adam MacArthur, Lily Sanfilippo, Audrey Wasilewski, and Scott White. And I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris.
Hope you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.